Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the song I want you. That was I Want You. That's how it's going to sound. It's a song I did a while back. Let me tell you, I told this story so many times and that's about what I did with my music and what events happened. It's very truthful, so I'll get back to it. I did this song because I did a lot of rock songs at first. And it was an idea that came up to try something new. The problem that I felt I had when I did this song was I wasn't comfortable with pop songs, but still I sounded good. My voice is unorthodox, you know. I was actually singing my first song was actually pop. But then I pop rock, then I went to rock and roll, sung so many rock songs. And then I said, let's try something new. So I Want You is just a story about wanting to find the right soulmate. You know, I've written in the mind of, I hope eventually I find the right person to fall in love with. As far as the voice is concerned, it's very good, but I did this episode before where I was blunt. I felt, even though I can really sing, I'm a great vocalist, I was a rock singer trying to sing a pop song. And it showed, you know, the high parts, the high pitch parts of the song is okay. I sounded pretty good. Now, there are people who heard the song. Maybe there's bootlegs of songs been released and said, I cannot sing at all. I should be a songwriter. I shouldn't even release it, etc., etc., etc. Those are haters. This is very good because I sing pop and rock. I find for me, a lot of my songs, you know, like, I write in a way that is very unusual, original, you know, in my own way. Because you hear my song Unique, and you hear my song Outcast, or if you hear my song Trauma. I write about adversity, the adversity that I experience. But when you hear my song like Forever and Through Time, or you hear my song like I Really Want to Be With You, or I Really Want to Get to Know You, or this song, I Want You, I write about love. Because love, I think, is the most powerful instrument on this planet. And it's so important. Because love covers so many dimensions in spirituality. You know, self-love, love another person. It involves all kinds of things. And love is part of is the main tool, in my opinion, of spirituality. So writing a song about love is so important. And I write those songs about not being alone and then finding the right person, you know. But I sing it. It's I started singing before I wrote. Singing was just part of me. Well, anyway, I hope to have that song out by April, if not by May. It depends on the distribution companies who will release it. It depends. Video, I don't know. They're going to make a video out of it anyway if I release it, because it's going to hopefully be another album with it. That's going to take time. And then there's going to be, I don't know what's going to happen. So we will see. You know, it's not, the power is not in my hands about what is released. It's what the company, the artist who delivers. Yes, I do all my music videos. Yes, I sing. I'm not just a singer with all my songs. I'm involved in the songwriting, the production of the song. Yes, I have to be. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've written thousands and thousands of songs, pop, rock, etc. I do my own videos, etc. So that's the thing. It's very cool to be able to do that, being an indie artist. If any of you are interested in that song or any of my songs that have been released, you can contact me at DumbNeeceLoveTwitter. Some people are probably wondering why I don't have a website. I did. I had two websites, but I wanted to do something different, you know. And I want to also apologize that I did not. I said I was going to put a website down, and I didn't, because I saw there was a website with, you know, that is called, I remember the radio show, the Slow Evolution Tour of 2017, where there was hundreds of shows. So that's where it is, what it is. And I hope you like it. I'm going to talk about these other concerns when I release I Want You. I did write the song. It's important that I wrote it with someone else, that the composer and a lyricist, or both, or combination, be recognized as part of the legitimate form of songwriting. Universally, it is. When you hear a song, whoever wrote the music and whoever wrote the words of the vocalist, what the vocalist sings, is part of songwriting. It's not just the composing to know. And it's not just the lyrics. So it really is important. So I'm one part of that clarification and when it comes to songwriting. And I will give that, I have always said it was another person, and give the person credit. So I'm only one of the co-writers. I'm being honest. Yes, I'm going to be involved in the writing. Lyrics or music or both, whatever, I have to. It's a joy to write in a collaboration, because, you know, I see where I think it would enhance the writing. Two, people question my voice. You know, some people say I got a great voice, and if they listen to I Want You, people say, I brought that up, you know, say I can't sing. I will not listen to the haters. You can say I can't sing or whatever because you think I sound like a hyena, or you don't like the high parts or falsetto or soprano, whatever, on that song I Want You. If it's singing uneven, then so be it. I can sing, and I'm not going to stop. It's a good track. I'm bringing this out early because there is going to be a question about people saying, oh, he can't sing or whatever. I can. Songwriting is second to my singing because I started singing. And I use my voice not just as a vocalist, but also as an instrument as well. I am currently writing a lot of songs on the keyboard because the keyboard, or, you know, the synthesizer, the keyboard, because it gives me a lot of ideas. You know, the intro of how to write a song and so on. And I want to bring that up too, that I hope that I can release I Do Love You. That will not be coming out right away. Maybe later this year, if I have time, if everything is, you know. So I also feel that as far as releasing more music, maybe I don't know what's going to happen because I released so much music the last 8 to 10 years that I feel that it's out there for people to listen to. But I'm not going to stop making music. As far as videos and stuff, yes, I hope to do something like that in relation to the music. Now, I do love you. If I can't release it as a single, or if the powers that be don't let me do it, then I'll release it in a video form. You'll hear the keyboard and my playing on the keyboard and so on. And I've written all the lyrics. And, you know, it really was so a joy to make I Want You. Because I Want You is about just finding the soulmate, finding the person that I'm going to marry. You know, if you listen to it. And I'm a versatile individual. I do pop and rock. You know, I think versatility is the key for me to understanding music. And singing is a joy. So I'm not going to hit. I know that some people are going to say, oh, I can't sing or blah, blah, blah. I am not going to accept negativity. And I leave it there. But the keyboard, I try to do it at certain times, you know, because I don't want to make a lot of noise. The keyboard is just, you know, another instrument I use to make music, to write it. And the keyboards I use to write the music, you know, the music part of the song. Because it's such a joy to do. But when I sing, I also create melodies. But, you know, I have to re-sing it where I don't forget that melody when I sing it because I used to come up with these melodies and, you know, I started off just making melodies by singing. So I use my voice as an instrument and then I come up with these lyrics. But I don't care. You know, people criticize my voice. But I will say this. I may not be the greatest singer that ever lived, but I'm a very good singer nonetheless. And I'm proud to say that I'm not putting myself down. I'm a very good singer. I live life on my own terms. Any other genre, I have nothing to prove about my intelligence because intelligence doesn't mean much in this world, but, or about how the way I look or anything, because I don't consider that important as far as labels. I'm not competing against anybody else. I'm just trying to be me, and I'm good in all those departments I just said. I have the talent to sing, and I'm intelligent. I'm good looking in my own way, etc. But it is important for me to say that because the world can be cruel, you know, because I know I'm beautiful. No matter what you say. But I don't listen to the critics, you know. I do know that if my songs get bigger and I get more, you know, if people, you know, evolves, that the criticism is going to get worse. And I will be prepared for it. So it's all about just believing thyself. So I hope you like this. I Want Your song. I do love you. I hope I do a video or something with that. I don't know. We will see. Sometimes things will change, but I don't know. But also, I feel I release so much music. I will say this. As far as release of other music, it may be through video. Okay? Like, I Love is Spiritual. That may be I'm going to see if I can release that as well. That is just a little keyboard solo I did. I did a lot of keyboard solos. So when I do these songs, I'm really practicing on the music side. When I sing and write a melody, then the lyrics come out. So that's how I do it. Or I write down the lyrics, you know, like a bunch of lyrics. The lyrics are so important to the song. Or, you know, if I was writing for myself or somebody, the words that's going to be sung, people are going to relate to, but also the music of how it covers the lyrics to make a whole sound. Sounds perfect. It's like the sea. You know, the sea, the land and sea interconnect. To form Earth. I guess maybe the water is the composing side and the lyrics is the land. So you need both to survive. And that is what it is. So I will go and say, may all your wishes and whatever you believe come true. Because we all deserve to be happy. Like, I hope all the wishes that I have are positive, come true too. Good day, good night, and good night.